Om Shanti. How is everybody feeling?
Hungry.
Well, in the group that I was, they told me that being hungry is an obstacle in acquiring turning power, as well as eating too much. It's a big obstacle. Okay, maybe we'll start with the results of the first session, and this will be taped so that we can pick up the precious things. When churning power is good, when it's working well for me, and why? And when it isn't, and also why? Dad, you want to start first? You're the only brother facilitator, so.
So our facilitator choose not to focus too much on why we can't churn, but why, when are the moments when the churning is the most powerful. So what we shared is, of course, there are moments like after Amrit-Vela and after Muli, but we try to find common points when it is easy to churn. And one is after rest, you know, like after rest you read the Muli, for example, and then you churn. That is very powerful. It's also a process to go in solitude, but also to be in the churning is powerful when I invoke Baba and when I am with Baba, you know. Like to use Brahma Baba as a companion. You know, one shared, teach me how to churn, and so nice things are happening in that way. Not just by yourself, but in relationship with Baba and talk with him. There's churning also whilst sharing with others. Like sometimes there are points that are coming out your mouth you never found before. So when you share, you say, oh, that's interesting, you know, it's coming. The churning comes also when I put in action the points of Muli. And it's also very linked with my state of consciousness. Some moments in the day are not very powerful because of my state of consciousness. For example, if I am at work, it's not my work, but it's because when I am at work, I'm not conscious anymore. I don't give my work to Baba, so my intellect doesn't function and I cannot churn, you know. And also we say that it's important to be rest and to have a balance in life, because when we are tired, like the intellect is very attracted towards body, and I think we said yes. Very important.
Consistency,
like that means to churn. The churning is powerful when I practice very regularly, like every day or few times the same Muli. You know, and so you can link with other points of the Muli of the past days. So really your churning start to be very interesting in that way. And I think that's it.
Okay, thank you. We'll ask the other facilitators to just mention those points that were not mentioned by others. Okay? Mila?
For the first question, what methods work for me to increase the churning power? So someone said, listening to Baba's Muli, very attentive and alert, and ask him directly questions. And it worked out that the answer emerges in that soul. And the second method was, someone said, I never heard it, to create a group in your mind and talking to someone else, listening to myself, and the answer is coming. So it means this soul maybe she can explain it. She said it may be strange, but it helped her to make Molly points very clear. It's like to talking to someone. The third method was consciously to apply a point of Baba's Molly and going really into the depth and take the time for it, to sit in solitude. And it's a decision, to make this decision, to do it. And someone else said, to establish physically and mentally an environment that is calm and clear, and also to formulate a very clear question. One question is enough from the Molly, and then to go into the depth of it and get a clarity. Someone else said, reading many times the Molly to understand the words, talk about it to Baba, and to look at it from many different sides. And the answer is always coming of the questions that this soul has. And someone said, the laziness is so great for churning, so that only if that soul is forced by giving a talk or giving a class to prepare a talk, so then the soul has to think about it and to get the points, to extract the points. And then it happens. So it's not that the soul cannot churn, but it's the laziness of the intellect. I was very honest. Yeah, and to the second question, in the essence, the mind is occupied. Also when it's not, when the churning power is not working well. So the essence of that group was the mind is occupied with other things or distracted, giving more importance or attention to other things, not to Molly points or class points. Waste thoughts, laziness, carelessness, and not be focusing on special points of the Molly. So this was the essence.
Thank you.
So points from the first session in the group. Most has been covered already, but maybe something different is someone was saying that when she's able to, in a situation, reflect rather than react to situations, then her intellect is able to churn. And when another point was when keeping a regular time, I think that was mentioned too, but consistency, and when we make time and don't rush, then being in a relaxed state enables churning power. And all other points have been covered already, but points about not being able to churn is was mentioned when there are some major obstacles in life that pulls the intellect, then it's difficult to churn. And of course being rushed and disorganized, then it's difficult to churn. And when too busy in different matters, or whether it's of course body consciousness or sleepiness, heaviness, and wasting time also, someone was mentioning, disturbs the ability to churn.
Elizabeth?
I think the first session, we dropped it. We didn't go into that. But in our second session, the churning came out. It is difficult for some people to understand what is really churning. But there is a point that came out clearly that it is the means analyzing a point and getting to be clear about it and to be able to practice that one. In fact, in the churning. So for some of us, it was a bit difficult. How would that churning even is a problem? But so we just analyzed what the churning is about. We gave different points to think about a point, to analyze, something like that.
Okay.
From our group, just want to add something that different from other, is when you follow Srimad, your power of churning is very good. And one method from one sister, she told that she have a good churning when she leave the center and sit on the car and go to work. During on the car, she keep churning, and it really helped her. And that when it doesn't work because of, yeah, if you not follow Srimad, when thing or situation disturb you, you can not churn.
I have just a few things that were maybe not mentioned from the Polish side. Churning means freedom from my own thoughts. Churning happens when I'm free from my own thoughts. Especially the longer you are in Gyan, the more you require the power of churning, because, you know, initially Baba takes care of you and does everything for you, and then later on he steps away. So the longer you are in Gyan, the more churning power you need, because Baba wants you to become like him. One soul said that especially when you are sick and suffering from your karmic accounts, then you need the power to churn. And that is also a time when you really realize how much the soul is under the influence of its body. Do you have that experience? When the body is sick, something is happening with the body and you're experiencing pain, are you able to focus? Are you able to have yoga? Then you need a lot of, really need turning power. And the obstacles is, biggest obstacle is when I say I know everything. I don't need to know anymore, which is of course ego. Eating too much. And hunger, being hungry. And last point was, we call that being on a superficial level. What it means is that, for example, listening to nice, good music, being interested in good books, good, sometimes a movie, which I think it will help me, but actually it's an attraction. It could be good clothes, it could be interesting company, it could be a person who loves to joke and makes me laugh and happy all the time. For the people of the today's world, this is normal life, and they actually will do everything to achieve those things. But for a spiritual person, all these things are a big obstacle, because all of them take us away from what we should be doing. Do you agree? And some said that this is now their biggest obstacle. For the world outside, it doesn't seem like anything bad, but for us it is. While I still, yes? That's also good, Yukti. Right. Not right, but fully listen to what Baba is telling me. I think, I don't know in other countries, I know in Poland, this is a big Maya. A lot of souls, maybe it's a custom, keep writing. And you cannot have your attention divided. There's just no way. But Doug is saying to take time after listening to the Murli and then revise it. Do you all know how many times Daddy Janki used to revise Murli in the early days? 21 times. The same Murli in one day. She's saying you won't churn knowledge if you're not aware of the income that you get. You won't do it. Because there's too many attractions outside that will make you happy. Thousands of things take your attention and make you happy. But that's not really building the self in a true, real way. I'll just mention a point from Daddy Guzar, from back in the beginning of Yagya, when daddies used to teach us, we were like small children. They used to spend with us so much time and give us their powerful points. For example, there are days when you don't feel like your mind is working at all. It's just dead. It doesn't want to do anything. So Daddy Guzar, I remember once, she told me, when you find yourself in a situation when your mind doesn't want to do any churning, any work, go and sit and create completely dead silence in your mind. As if you are dead. I've tried it and it works. You get detached from completely everything. And one also so said that when you have a bad day or bad stage, then don't just give up and don't punish yourself for that, but do something different. For example, what she does is she then cleans the whole place. And after she finishes, her good feelings return and her power of churning returns. Okay, and the second session, because we only heard from Elizabeth. Actually, in Polish group also, in the beginning, we felt that we have to define more what churning power is. So we also combined it. But maybe the results from the second session, how you felt, what have you realized, what process went on. Maybe it was short, but anyway, it gives us a flavor. Something from the second session? Kazamaru? What a nice name. How do you pronounce it properly?
Kazemaru.
Kazemaru.
Means spinning wind, so it's good for churning power.
It's a Japanese name?
Yeah. So, one point that came up was that it was very useful to listen to others, to listen to others' churnings. And I was thinking it probably also teaches the mind to listen to Baba. So one person was saying that it's good to listen to others because more points emerge, etc. But also it is necessary to learn to listen because so many things is going on in the mind. Whilst listening, we cannot hear at the same time sometimes. And so one, in essence, I think we could say that to put the ego away and have such deep humility, that is very important for when we were sharing and being able to really churn further or to go deeper in the churning, as that was the essence of the session. How to go deeper, that humility is important. And also someone was mentioning the acceptance. For example, if someone has cursed us and we take on sorrow, to accept sometimes that maybe we have made a mistake and just accept it with an open heart, then we can go deeper into churning to, instead of feeling guilty, we can learn something from that. So to be cursed is an opportunity, like Baba often says. But in essence, that it was very helpful for everyone to listen to others.
Wonderful. Mirabin or Caroline?
What our group found was there comes quite a lot of power to when we discuss it with others, and that form of expressing our churnings and sharing it with others, because that seemed to empower it. And and then someone else said, well, sometimes there could be a little bit of a danger in that, because sometimes it can be just external stimulation and become too intellectual. So they were looking at both sides of churning, of really discussing it with someone, but on the other hand, getting too intellectual, where we get away from the result of churning being sometimes quite simple. The result is sometimes simplicity to understand something. So that was about finding good company as well. So sometimes we find that some people we can sit and really talk about our journeys to, and then others it's different. So it's finding and keeping that good company. And one sister said, definitely don't find company that tells you not to go to class or not to go to a class or a Merle or something. The point that I read out in the Merle was about the aim and the qualifications, and quite a bit came from that, because we've got this big aim of becoming like Baba, so we were churning on that, and some really good things came out that that's a very high aim, but let me be something now. And one sister said, well, my aim now is to be loving, just totally loving, so in the long run I will be like Baba, because that's what Baba is. But churning on what I can become now and putting that into my practical life. And yes, it's like churning on ways to be able to make myself content along this path. So we have this huge big aim, but along the way think about the things where I can be content. And what was found to be very powerful about churning was the form of expressing that. We all have different forms of expression, whether it be through writing, whether it be through speech, art, in some form of expression, to be able to take our churnings and then express that in some way. And that too, we agreed that it is quite a powerful form of the result of our churnings, to be able to get it out there and practice it. And then once we put it into practice, then we know that the churning's been successful. So I think that was some of the main things that we covered on that.
Thank you.
After sharing in our group, the essence point of Baba's latest new Moli was consider wrong to be wrong and right to be right, but do not keep it in your heart. That was the point, and we went deeper in this point together. And so some extracts came out of it, and what can we do to bring it into practice, what consciousness should we have? It's we are Baba's angels. He wants us to spread vibrations of peace. But for that we need clarity and a clear understanding in that what's happening, what's the kind of situation is. To look for a solution, not to get involved. And so the clouds of confusions are coming. Understanding the solution, the situation, again it came up, clarity is needed. And the other point someone said, I find it very interesting, See the subtle difference between actor and actions. The actor is ever pure, like Baba sees us. And to practice this over a long period of time, so that it becomes our nature to look at it. I must have invited the situation for me to learn. The situation is telling me something, what I haven't imbibed, what I haven't understood, and it's a chance for me to look deeper in the whole picture, to get a bigger picture of myself. And someone else said, in the process of drama, everything is right in falling in its own place. Do not let anything in your heart, so that my heart is a clear mirror to keep my heart clean and honest, so that others can also look. If my heart is a mirror, then others can pick up jewels. It's easier for them to get inspirations.
For the first part, I think when we are writing the first time, it's go into our head. But for the second time, it means that you have to make it into your heart. That's what.
Oh, that's nice.
We read the point about attitude creating vibrations, and it was beautiful to see how after a few minutes everyone was sharing very deep points on, you know, how they thought about the attitude. So they were chanting in a short time, and one person said that we create a vibration through our attitude, especially like when we are at work with other people. If I have a negative attitude, what will happen? I create that atmosphere and it becomes tense. And one soul added that, if a negative comes out, just wash it away straight away, don't let it stick there. So that is the churning as they were sharing. And like when Baba says with children, means always the other soul see the positivity in them. And then there was one nice point that came out, that our attitude, like when we go home and our mother gives us, like you go to the kitchen and mother gives you something sweet that she has prepared, she has already created an attitude there, a positive attitude, a positive atmosphere, that when you go, you pick out the love. So in that sharing, we had those points, which in fact we came out as saying that churning is not always, you know, to think about too much, but to put in front of us the point. And because one of us was, say, uncomfortable with the word churning, to put in front of us the point and just let it be and go in the depth, but never also compare ourselves with others, because sometimes you get people, they share and they think they have churned it, and then they share points and then we get disappointed. But to create a friendly atmosphere where everyone can, if we are not able to chant, can we do like maybe Prakash Mani Dadi is just with her love and sharing the vibrations of happiness, or like Didi, she used just to, with the vibrations, very penetrating vibrations, shares the points. So in that way, whichever way each one of us is able to pick the point, what Baba is saying, they can share in that way. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good that you're coming up, because I have a question for you. Afterwards.
Okay. In our group, we actually didn't complete the final section. But what was coming out from the discussions within it was that in the process of churning, and we looked at the aspect of attitude as well, and the cleanliness of the mind and the heart. But what came out from the short passage is from five people or six people in the group, there were five different focuses or foci that had come out from the one passage, which in itself shows the diversity of the way in which we're hearing and listening to Baba's Murli. What also came out very clearly was that when I begin to churn, the first thing I need to do is I need to have the realization of what is my responsibility. And it was felt from a number of the group that my responsibility, my first responsibility, actually lies with my thoughts. Now, what is my next thought? If there's something coming up now that's identified as negative in the way that Baba maybe spoke about the other night or any other way, is that my responsibility at that moment is to stop that and to substitute it, to focus on the alternative, to focus on something more positive, so that that sanskar, that impression, that vibration is not created any more deeply. And so really, to see what I have to do, that was the first and primary focus, was to bring that responsibility back to myself. But in terms of that process, it's about realization. It's then about putting into practice the cleaning process. It's about it's about recognizing what the cleaning process is. It's about practicing that and training yourself, and then doing that over a long period of time. And one of the things that was mentioned was that actually Baba spoke a whole Murli on the power of transformation. The power of churning was back in 76, I think. I think I mentioned the wrong date in the group, but back in 1976 there's a whole passage on the power of churning. And I think Baba said within that the first is to actually recognize the value of any point, how it touches you. The second is the value, to value the point in itself for what it can do, the application of that. The third aspect is how you would then apply that for yourself. And the fourth is how you would apply that to those around you or to situations.
That's beautiful.
So that's where we got to.
Okay, wait. Stay there. When first the yagya was created, you know that for the first 12 years, as far as I know, all the children, the original daddies and seniors and mama and baba, they all stayed together, right? They lived together. And of course, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba and then mama, they took care that the churning really happens in the initial stage of our beautiful university. Spiritual university. They had no service. They had no Lakic families. And when Sister Mohini came to Poland to our retreat, which we have once a year for 5 days, she asked me, Sister Mohini, what is my wish? It was 25th of Baba's service, 25 years of Baba's service in Poland. And I said to her that my desire and my wish is to live constantly in a retreat place. Because in a retreat place, you always have churning going on. You always have programs. There's just no way you can step away and, you know, be with yourself, with your old sanskaras and so on. So I take the opportunity and I'll ask Brother Doug, which not all of you know him, but he lives in a retreat, international retreat place, one of the most important retreats that Baba has in Europe. How is it? Is it... You feel, how long you've been living there? Since the beginning, right? You tell us. Wow. What if you were to leave now retreat place and live as a BK in your own place or even in a center that's not a retreat place? Would you do it? How would you then feel, see yourself?
The easy answer to that is, if that was Daddy's wish, I would do it. And I mean that, because yes, I've lived in the retreat centre for 14 years, and very early on, Daddy had said to me on one occasion, she said, if ever there's a suggestion, if ever Daddy suggests that Doug should go somewhere else, his face becomes very long. but over the years, I know, having lived with, or in a sense very close to Daddy for many years, I know absolutely that Daddy is Baba's voice piece. And if Daddy wanted me to go somewhere, there would be a very, very good reason why she was asking me to go somewhere. And therefore, I would think about it to a degree, but I would do it almost certainly.
Then would you confirm what I said, that living in a retreat place speeds up your efforts and your achievements?
No. No, I wouldn't. And I'll qualify that. Living in a retreat place gives you lots of opportunities to face yourself, to face your own sanskars, to go through that transformation process. Because you are involved in a lot of service programs, and where there's service, there's the opportunity for your own development. But why I say no is that actually it comes down to each and every one of us to make our own change. And we actually had a discussion, two of us from the retreat center, just a couple of days ago. And the context was exactly what Daddy mentioned this morning about the four pillars: Gyan, Yoga, Dana, Seva. And she says, the fourth pillar of service has become the first. And for many of us, you can get lost in service with the wrong consciousness. And so all the things that was coming out in the churning today in our group, and from what I'm hearing others, is absolutely that you have to make your own progress. You have to realize your own process, that recognize your own responsibility. And I remember Baba some years ago saying also that sometimes your center in charge will ask you to do this and do that, but you have to make absolutely sure that you create enough time and space for your own self-progress. And so that's our responsibility, each one, as we have to do that. Whether we get it right or wrong, that's a different matter, but we have to do that.
Thank you. I'll just finish off with a summary of the Polish group, which I liked very much. Is to be able to turn, you have to engage all your energy completely. It takes all your energies to be able to come up with new levels, new realizations. Also, churning changes our sanskars. And opens up constantly new windows. And realization that I have to be, I have to feel and be and not only know. And turning enables us to feel and to be what we have to be. I think that my personal realization when I participated in the group was that the point I chose for my own training has no limit, really. Each power, each point of gyan has no limit, because it applies in an unlimited way to everything we do and the way we live. So I think we will continue with the turning power, at least we in Poland, when we get back, will continue with the process. And I wish everyone the same. Thank you very much. And we'll finish with a minute of silence.